Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
Good morning. It is indeed the Steve Cochran Show. We go without further ado to the man of the hour, meteorologist Tim McGill, to check in and see. Wow. So it's over or it's not over, Tim?
First time I'm the man of the hour. I'm very honored. No, it's not over. I mean, the system that brought us the snow yesterday, this is a different part of it. So that snow is pretty much over with. Now we're looking at lake effect snow. This is cold air wrapping in behind the system. And we're seeing that lake effect snow, especially along the north end of the tri-state, over towards Vernon Hills, Buffalo Grove, Skokie, seeing some lake effect snow. Also across parts of north central Indiana. We're going to see this in areas, especially counties adjacent to the lakeshore. So because of that, counties like Lake and Cook in Illinois have a winter weather advisory till noon, Lake County, Indiana, till 9 o'clock this evening. In spots, we could see up to 1 to 3 inches of additional light, fluffy lake effect snow. The rest of us, further away from the lakefront and away from the city, might just get a few flurries here and there. But then also, keep in mind, further east, Porter and LaPorte County, looking at some heavier lake effect snow. You've got a winter storm watch in effect through tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. You could see 2 to 4 inches of snow there. So it's not over with yet. It's going to be light, fluffy snow, but it could come down in bursts. So you might see reduced visibilities, especially near the lakeshore, through about midday today and on the Illinois side, and then this afternoon, Indiana.
It was a little strange yesterday. We had the snow, and then it kind of stopped, and then it started up again and then stopped. So we can expect maybe a little more of that for the week?
A little more. Okay. Well, so much today, but then after that, we've got a warm-up. We're going to be up near 50 degrees by Sunday.
Ooh, yes. Thank you, Tim.
Sure.
You're going to be the man of the week now.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, Tim. WGN TV meteorologist Tim McGill. So that's good. I mean, we'll have a little more fluffy snow and then maybe a warm up by 50s by Sunday.
Yeah, but then there's all the slush.
You know what, though? What's kind of cool is that last week when it snowed and then it got, you know, slushy and gross and everything again, the rain washed everything away.
Yeah, that's true.
that's the best part. And our cars, oh my gosh, why even wash the cars? Just don't wash the cars till March.
I ran out of the blue goop this morning. I got to get some more.
Oh, I did too. I was taking the water bottle and trying to reach
you're
around.
You're going to need it. If you don't have enough this morning, you're going to need it.
I know. Fill it up with the washer fluid. And the roads, Steve mentioned this before. I agree with Grzanich. It was worse today than yesterday.
It was. It was.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, no question.
Not for me. I mean, out west, it wasn't. I mean, to the north, yes.
Yeah, but
definitely.
You got here early. Front. Now the rush hour's really going to be starting. And normally, I would tack on about an extra 15 minutes, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, like yesterday, but at least the plows are all out and about.
Yeah.
That was the good thing.
And more cars. And today it's going to be very crowded because everybody's going back to school and work today. You know, yesterday there was nobody on the road. So
yeah, that was the good thing this morning. There were lots of salt spreaders and plows that were out. I mean, they were everywhere.
So. And, you know, Cochran mentioned this yesterday, too, and I saw this morning. They're out there. They're still spreading salt because, especially on the side streets in the city, I did see a couple of trucks yesterday on the side streets. But people, don't you see this, Steve, too? People following these plows. Oh my gosh.
No.
Do not do that. Don't go right up on them. Let them do their job, back up. It's not going to save you, 5 minutes?
Right. Give them a wide berth, too. Get in, the farthest lane away from them that you can.
You don't want to be next to them anyway, the salt trucks, and they spray everything all over you.
And this is the time as well when everything melts and, you know, before we get the next mini burst, as Tim said, where there was a spin out by the Ohio feeder this morning. I mean, there's different spin outs, so just be careful when you're coming in. It's not going to kill you. Right, Enid? Your express lanes were open. You should be happy.
Express lanes were open, and they were generally just wet. It wasn't bad. Not terribly crowded, but you got to slow down on those curves.
Yeah, and the emergency closing center this morning has just a few cancellations and changes, so nothing major in terms of school closings either this morning.
Yeah, it's WGNradio.com. Always check. By the way, did you guys see that principal who did the video message for his students? I forget where it was, and he started singing, "School's closed today." We'll have to play some of that. It was one of the cutest messages.
How did it go?
Well, I don't sing it well, but remember we used to, and you used to do this too. We'd turn on WGN radio and listen to see if your school was closed, if it was red. We had pages of those that we used to. Oh, it was the worst. You have to read those.
To read them. It was bad, but no. Just
we would go for an hour and a half and just read and read and read, and Wes Bleed and me and Tom Peterson, and you jumped in on some of those too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
it
was
crazy.
And I
went to a small Catholic school, so it was hardly ever red. I was like, come on.
For your school to be read. Yeah. Yes!
Now they get text messages now, don't they? They just all get text messages.
I know,
and
right?
You don't have to listen anymore.
Yeah, the school send them out.
That blows my mind, too, that they get grades now online.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, it's not foolproof, of course. Not that anyone would try and tap that.
No, of course not.
Look at Ed smiling. All right, so we got a lot coming up today. It is the Steve Cochran Show, Top 6 at 6, coming up as well. Kid of the Week. Kim Potts, as we mentioned, in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Doc Most making another appearance today. Going to talk about this outbreak of the measles at O'Hare Airport. Apparently, it was last week. Somebody had the measles. They did report it. They flew out of Terminal 5 and into Terminal 1. So everybody was a little bit on edge saying, well, if you were at the airport, are you at risk? If you've had it before, are you at risk? We're going to find out with Doc Most in the 7 o'clock hour. Dean Richards going to talk about Steve Las Vegas, our trip to Vegas to see the Blackhawks play in Vegas, and Orion Samuelson in the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
6:20 to 1 in the morning, the Steve Cochran Show on this slushy Tuesday morning. We have a little bit of the audio. This is Union Point Academy Principal Chad Cadell. We were talking about the principal who canceled school via this video message. How would you like to find out that school is closed like this?
Well, Mr. Cadell,
there is.
This early morning, I got something on my heart I got to share with you. There's a message. If you look inside your phone, you don't have to be afraid of what it says. I see streets and roads have shut the city down. So I'm reaching out to you and I gotta say, the school is canceled for today. Go back to bed and go out and play. Tests and homework, not a trace. Parents, don't punch me in the face. Play some Xbox and just smile. Drink hot chocolate for a while. You can thank me really soon. Here's a snow day just for you.
Who took my hot tea?
That's good.
Oh, wasn't that great?
He's I love be how he adds more.
Oh, Chad Cadell, he's the principal in Florence, Kentucky. Has a great singing voice, even super in the morning, and apparently a skill for writing lyrics and what appears to be a great sense of humor. That school principal in Kentucky who canceled school via video message. How would you like to get a message like that? Yeah, very funny,
he's
huh?
Be superintendent someday.
Yeah, he's great.
He even channeled
how,
Mariah Carey.
Dave, how we used to get messages that school was canceled. The town crier.
Yeah, would, on the
go
pony.
From village to village.
It was on parchment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it a scroll?
He would unroll his parchment, and he would yell as loud as he could.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Horsemen, ride now. Go to the next village and tell the children there is no school today.
That's
no,
awesome.
We never had snow days.
Ever.
No. It didn't matter how much snow you got.
You walked uphill, backwards,
here
into the
go.
Wind.
No
yeah.
Shoes either.
All right, let's do the top six.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Get your kicks.
With the top six at six. Sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60 Minute Man.
Item number one, a measles alert has been issued. All right, how did this start?
This was a passenger who was on an international flight who arrived at Terminal 5 of the airport and apparently left on a domestic flight from Terminal 1. So kind of arrived at 5, took the tram, you know, back to the main airport at O'Hare, walked around the airport, and then left on a domestic flight from Terminal 1. So the fear is, who did this person infect? Can you get it? Can you get it again? Can you get it just from touching a railing?
How do we know that this person even exists? Did somebody get the measles?
The person got the measles. Yeah, the person got the measles and then came forward and said, hey, I was at O'Hare. So, I mean, full disclosure, which is a good thing in this case.
But the timing that I've been seeing is somewhere between 6:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's the amount of time he was at the airport?
Correct, right, because the arrival, the luggage, yeah, the layover. And this was on January 10th.
Has anyone gotten the measles yet?
They don't know. They don't know because the symptoms take a few days or even weeks. We're going to ask Dr. Most about it, too. When you start seeing symptoms, how soon after?
All right, next. The nation of Saudi Arabia has begun screening animated children's films, including the Emoji movie, and this one makes me laugh, Captain Underpants. It's a makeshift theater over the weekend. It has been 35 years since cinemas were opened and available to the public in Saudi Arabia.
How about that?
And now they can see the movies again.
Boy, my gosh.
Here's the good news. If you're ever in Riyadh, Oscar night's wide open. You can do whatever you want. Next. This is a horrible story. Two parents, they shouldn't even be called parents. No. Two animals in Southern California are being held on $9 million bail, accused of holding their 13 children captive. The children ranged in age from 2 to 29. They were kept shackled to their beds in disgusting, filthy conditions in a Riverside County home. One of the 17-year-olds had escaped and called 911. And that's when the police raided and found this horror scene. A 57-year-old David Allen Turpin and 49-year-old Louise Allen Turpin were arrested on suspicion of torture and child endangerment. You can't imagine what must have been going on in that house.
Awful story. Awful.
The state of the children's health, do we know anything there?
They're all being evaluated. They're all being checked out.
And it's how long it's been this way? Was it always? I don't know. It's awful. Next. Simone Biles has joined the list of Olympic gymnasts who have come forward against former U.S. women's gymnast team doctor Larry Nassar. More than 130 athletes have said they were sexually assaulted by Nassar, who pled guilty to 7 counts of the criminal sexual conduct in November. She put an emotional note out in a Twitter last night, and Nassar's been in custody for a while. Has he been sentenced?
Not yet. Mm-mm.
He's got to be going away forever, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's going away pretty much for life.
Well, that's exactly where he should be for life. Next. This happened after we got off the air yesterday, at least it was announced. Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer of the Irish rock band The Cranberries, died Monday. She was only 46.
What a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love her.
Any further details on this remain to be unknown at this point as to the cause of death, but at 46 years old, you know, there had to be something additional going on there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Heart attack, whatever. Mm-hmm. The Cranberries became huge stars in the 90s with hits like, do you remember?
Dreams.
Was it Dreams? I don't remember Dreams. Do you remember Linger?
Zombies.
Zombie.
Zombies, huge.
And the alternate rock and the Celtic-infused pop scenes were forever linked by the Cranberries. One more. The Bulls continue to be hot again. The Bulls beat the Heat 119-111 last night. Let's go live to Dave on the center court at the United Center.
Yes, yesterday afternoon, so they played their second game with Zach LaVine since he made his debut on Saturday. And he had a nice game. And Lauri Markkanen, the rookie, had another good game. He's now got over 100 three-pointers, fastest NBA player ever to get to that milestone. And they beat a good team. And here's the big test, Steve. Tomorrow night, the Golden State Warriors will be here at the United Center.
I don't like their chances.
Whose chances?
The Warriors. Yeah. The Warriors. The Bulls are white hot.
Well, Golden State's upset because they beat Cleveland last night in Cleveland, and there was no hot water in the showers afterwards.
Is that right?
Yes.
That LeBron, he is hilarious, isn't he?
they love him.
Went and turned it off. The Bulls winners, again, congratulations to the Bulls. All right, that's your top six, and that is sponsored, as always, by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. You're going to do the headlines next?
Yep.
On 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. You and me,
we go from different worlds. 6:39 now. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, the Steve Cochran Show continues. This is show number 1068 on Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook's / Steve Cochran Show. Texters and phone number 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. It is Kid of the Week time. And let's meet our Kid of the Week right out of the gate here. It's Nate. I don't know if it's Nate or Nathan. What do you prefer, Nate or Nathan?
I prefer Nate.
How are you, Nate?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for getting up. You're 13 years old?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
Parkland Middle School.
All right. And what's your favorite part about school?
Probably gym.
Gym. All right. I like gym. Are you an athlete?
Yeah.
What are you good at?
Baseball.
And what position do you play?
Third and pitcher.
third, and pitcher. All right. And do you know why you're Kid of the Week?
I think Mom nominated me.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what you've done special? I mean, let's brag about you for a second, Nate. What have you done that's exceptional or special?
I don't know.
Is your mom around?
Yeah.
Let me talk to your mom. This is why he's Kid of the Week. I can't get him to brag about himself.
Hello?
Listen, brag about your kid. He won't brag about himself.
Well, he's a great kid. He's very polite. He's very nice to everybody. He makes friends with anybody he meets. He's great on his baseball team. He's a team leader. The coaches always look to him to encourage the team and bring up the team. He's just an overall great kid. Last year, the one thing I said specifically in his nomination, there was a kid on his team who didn't get to play as much as the other kids. Nathan asked the coach if he could sit on the bench so that the other kid could have some more playing time.
How about that?
So I thought that was really cool.
How about that? That doesn't happen every day. Well, you're a fine mom. You've raised a fine kid. Put that modest kid back on for me for a second, if you don't mind.
Okay.
See, this is why Nathan's the Kid of the Week.
Right?
I've got these notes here. I wanted to have Nathan talk about himself a little bit.
Yeah. Give me a chance to brag.
Nate, are you back?
Yeah.
Hey, Nate. Listen, Nate, part of the reason we chose you as Kid of the Week, because of your modesty. But, you know, in sports, everybody in sports is you know, in the moment about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you were willing to ride the pine for a little bit, that's old school talk for bench. The fact that you were able to sit yourself down and let this other kid who didn't play as much in, that's as good a reason as any to be Kid of the Week, because we do the big stuff and the little stuff here. So I'm proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure.
We're going to need an answer. What are you interested in, other than sports?
I kind of like science a lot. So
science, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the science of sports. What type of science? You know, you don't know this about me, Andre. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a geologist.
Is that true?
Yeah, I had a rock spinning kit.
That's neat.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, even though I'm sure you don't believe it.
A little
geologist.
Dorky? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
A little dorky, yeah. Is there a particular type of science that interests you, Nate?
I like kind of just technology and inventing stuff, I guess.
He'd like the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes. We should have flown into Vegas.
Yeah, we should have.
Nate, it's nice talking to you. And what time does school start?
7:20.
All right, we'll get after it, man.
How about that? 7:20, school starts, 7:20, radio station. He's the Kid of the Week.
There's a symbiosis there. As Kid of the Week, you're a big winner, my friend. And we have for you a Lou Malnati's Pizza and an app gift card. So you can go get yourself some new ear pods and also a pizza.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hold on.
Thanks, Nate.
Good luck to the team.
You know what's so funny? The kids, these are such exceptional kids, and they never brag about themselves.
Well, here's
the thing.
They're
so humble.
It's the big things and the little things, right?
Right.
So sometimes it can be something just outlandish, moon launch stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be something as simple as the other kid, because this is what struck us.
Yes.
The other kid didn't get to play, and Nate said, I'll sit down to give the other kid a chance to play.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and he's a good player, obviously.
Sounds like he said,
you know what, I'm going to sacrifice and let someone else have a chance.
We'll make his mom of the week.
Yeah, that's there you go.
Are benches still made of pine? Steve?
Riding the pine, baby.
Okay.
I never heard that term.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while. Like, I remember when you're for our football team, they had really shellacked the pine.
Oh.
So if you sat on a pine, you go, you slide right off the end.
That was a way to thin the roster.
Yeah.
Weren't you in a band called Shellac the Pine?
I was.
Yes.
What
yes.
was that sound
yes.
again?
Yeah, it was a good sound. Sit on one end of the bench.
There you go.
Right off to the other. So.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
6:49, a legendary one-hit wonder passed away, and I want to salute him coming up in just a second before we get to that. John DeCoste joins us this morning. The musical stylings of John DeCoste can be heard on this show often, as he is the musical director of the program. And John,
so funny.
Putting your musical stylings aside, on Saturday night, what are we doing?
We, and then I'm including you in that with Tim Banker and Uncle Larry Reeb, will be at the Metropolis Theater, downtown Arlington Heights. One night of stand-up, just fun and laughter.
And that Cochran Comedy Tour stop continues. We got a bunch of shows this year.
Yeah.
Maybe too many. You know, I can't make them all.
You said one a week. That's what
you told me.
Can
you imagine that?
Oh,
I'd be punchy.
Would you guys have like a tour bus?
Punchy or
oh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like a big RV?
Yes.
We actually have tour hum-around scooters. You know, the things people drive around department stores.
Tour divvy bikes.
Tour divvies.
Tour divvies.
We could afford those.
Or tour segways.
So Arlington Heights, Saturday night, the beautiful Metropolis Theater. Larry Reeb. And Tim Banker and you and me.
Yes.
Laughing it up. Stand up. How do we get
it's
tickets?
So much fun. You can go to metropolisarts.com or you can contact the box office directly at 847-577-2121.
It's an Iceman Blue Thunder production.
Right. White Lightning.
All right. Let's do one more plug while we're in Plug-a-Palooza here.
Leaving Chicago, gonna take my show, WGN to Nevada. The first time to visit in the city of sin since the day I became a granddaddy. There's a game between the Blackhawks and the new Golden Knights. I know we're going golfing when we land from our flights. The Cochran temp is hot and the sun will be bright. Steve, Las Vegas. Steve, Las Vegas. Steve, Steve, Las Vegas.
There you go.
That's
well
awesome.
Done. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. That sounded like that was painful to do.
Oh, it was. You notice I had to change the end.
I know you went down a level there.
Yeah, how many times did you try to hit that key?
We tried it the first, the normal one, and I just remember something popped. And I don't know what
right,
it was.
Right, makes
and
sense.
My son said, Dad, are you okay? And then emergency, and then the
yeah, yeah, right.
Open.
After you got out of the hospital, you finished it.
But then I
key.
Said, I'll finish it up. So
I hit the jackpot with your best Blackhawks snapshot, and we don't mean the kind with a hockey stick. You take a picture of why you're the ultimate Blackhawks fan, and you send it to us. If you think you're the ultimate Blackhawks fan, we'll give you the opportunity to prove it. A chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see the Blackhawks face the Golden Knights on February 13th. And I think I'm going to renew somebody's vows on the air. You might have to be the flower girl.
I'll either be the flower girl or I'll be maybe the maid of honor.
Oh.
I have to be the witness, don't I?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to witness.
I'll bring flowers.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Upload a photo showing your Blackhawks craziness to WGNradio.com/contest. And you could watch the Blackhawks play the Golden Knights in Las Vegas with us.
Yeah, it's
going to
be fun.
Fun.
And the arena's cool. It's right by the Aria. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be
awesome.
A lot of fun. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
And for those of you wondering why Dave's not going, Dave, you have a Northwestern game that day?
I will be in Piscataway, New Jersey. And generally, Steve, when you have a choice between Piscataway and Las Vegas, I think most people do opt for Piscataway.
Oh, yeah.
I think Piscataway is referred to as the Vegas of New Jersey. Isn't that it?
No, I think Atlantic City, actually.
Oh,
is.
That must be it.
Yeah,
that's probably it. You're probably right about that.
Wrong one.
Flashback on this show now with me, if you will, when we were bringing kids in for their Christmas concerts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we would occasionally during the year have other groups come in. And I think this was summertime, if I remember correctly. I don't think this was a Christmas concert. But we had a group come in. They sang Oh Happy Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the kids.
Oh, they were
and
so good.
It wasn't August. It felt like it was July,
yeah,
August, September, somewhere.
It was a summer concert that we had in studio here.
So part of the group is this little kid, and he's dressed great.
Yeah.
He's got his button-down shirt. It's finally pressed. He's got it tucked in. He's looking fine. He's all ready to go. I would say he's maybe 12.
If that, yeah.
He might have been 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it off. We're laughing it up. We're palling around.
He was standing right behind you.
Yeah, and then I have him move in front because I wanted to watch him. And I said to him, I go, how old do you think I am? And he was very polite. He goes, I don't know. I said, nah, come on. There's no wrong answer. How old do you think I am? This is a couple years ago. He said, 75?
And we all laughed because he was almost
God, he's like
so
3 years off, too. I mean, how weird is that? Way off, like 3 or 4.
It was hilarious. And then the group that he was in with, I don't remember the name of the group, which I apologize for. We got to dig that up, give him appropriate credit. But they did a version of Oh Happy Day that just blew the roof off the place.
Oh, fantastic.
So I note with sadness that Edwin Hawkins has died. Edwin Hawkins, only 74 years old, the gospel star that wrote and sang Oh Happy Day. How about a little bit of that this morning?
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus walked. Oh, when he walked. When Jesus walked. It was my sin away. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus walked. Oh, when he walked. When Jesus walked. He washed every one of my sins away.
I just thought we'd go to church for a minute. A little bit of Edwin Hawkins. Oh, happy day. Rest in peace. I know the choir in heaven just got one member better. Plus, he's writing some new stuff up there, I'm sure. Great, great song. Great song. It makes you happy. Oh, happy day.
I could listen to this all day.
Right? Come on. All right, 6:57. We'll come back, get to the news in just a couple of minutes. And then Dr. Most makes a special appearance to tell you what to look out for measles. Remember measles? I remember measles. We got that coming up. And you want to know how to get a deal done in Washington? Well, it involves Starburst. And not the yellow ones. Everything's about color. We'll come back with that coming up on 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Her Downton Abbey is all over. Also, American Idol needs someone inside with some inside info. All shows across the nation get updates from this station on GN, Steve Cochran Morning Show. The best of the biz, she is Kim Potts, TV screener who working for Yahoo.com. You just have to ask and then listen, cause she's in the know, and she knows the shows that will stay or go. I'm just gonna hear what she has to say. There ain't no better reason this entire TV season to listen to Kim Potts today.
How about that? There you go. A little more John DeCosta.
That's like still one of my favorite themes I wrote.
Yeah. Kim Potts joins us now from Yahoo TV. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and thank you for playing that amazing theme song again.
Did we ever send you a copy of that?
Yes, and I'm not even going to admit how many times I've listened to it.
Did Kim, you can use it as your ringtone. It's okay.
Did you ever send us the $99.95 for rights fees?
Oh, the check in the mail.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is, yes. Let me jump to a couple text questions right off the bat. Will the show Timeless be back?
Timeless will not be back.
Timeless over. And How do you know? It brings up an interesting question with the fractionalization of TV viewing. And, you know, the HBO and Showtime packages, I don't even know how they do ratings for some of these services. Streaming ratings, do they do them similarly to they do broadcast ratings? How do they ascertain whether it's a success or not?
Well, that is the thing with the streaming services. They know how well their shows are doing, but they're very, very reluctant to share that information. So they don't release their ratings. You know, I guess we kind of know that shows are a hit for them if they renew them.
So if I pitch a show to Amazon and Amazon buys it and they run it and I want to negotiate for a better deal if they want my show back, I can't argue that it's a big success because I don't know how big a success it is because they can sit across from me and go, well, it's marginal, but we'd like to take another shot.
Well, I think there are probably people who are making the shows, you know, are aware and are getting some information, but they are particularly, Netflix is kind of infamous for not sharing that kind of information.
You would think they'd want to trumpet a hit, you know? I don't know. All right, around the room. Andrea, TV question.
All right, TV, I'm going to group a couple in here. Will and Grace, absolutely love it. I heard something that they renewed it already for like at least two more seasons. Is that true?
Yes,
yes,
it's doing very well for them. People are, you know, it's a they've really done a clever take with rebooting it. I think it's all the things that people loved about the original series, and we're finding that we miss these actors. And, yeah, it's doing really well for them.
Never been better. I absolutely love it. And I just got into and finished, at your urging, Big Little Lies. Love it. Is Ooh. It not coming back? I heard 2019, 2020? Is it going to be that long?
It probably will be at least 2019, but it is definitely coming back. And now that they, you know, they've covered the book with the first season, so now they kind of have the freedom to dive in a little deeper with more of the supporting characters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
What a powerful show.
Kim, you're too young to know this. Andrea is as well. But, uh-huh. Dave, you and I remember, and Mary Vandeveld may, even though she looks too young to know this. John, you know this. A
yes.
time when you knew when television series were on.
Yes.
And you
mm-hmm.
knew when they'd be back.
Yeah. Well, you yep. had your TV yeah. guide.
Well, but you also knew this fall.
You had mm-hmm. premiere week.
We'll
yes.
get them back. You had, yeah. yeah. You. Yeah, yes. And now, you know, I guess if you grow up with this system, it doesn't bother you. You got to wait 2 years mm-hmm. for your show to come back.
Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, too, right? That's like 2019.
2019 for the season, yeah.
Dave, TV question.
Kim, it looks like my two favorite series are coming back, Homeland and Billions. When are they back? And also, I've been watching, as a follow-up, I've been watching a show I never thought I would watch, but I find myself really intrigued by it, The Crown.
That's the best.
Is that going to a third season, is it?
It definitely is going to a third season with some new cast members. That is a show. I think a lot of people caught up with that one during the holidays and yep. these winter months that we're all stuck indoors. A lot of people seem to be catching up with that. Homeland is back on February 11th for yes. season 7. It's already been renewed for an 8th season, which the series creators are, I think, planning to be the final season. But this should be a really good one. The great Dylan Baker, who is always so amazing when he pops in to do these season-long kind of guest appearances, is on Homeland this season. Carrie has quit her job with the White House. She's moved to D.C., is living with her sister, and she's going up against the president, trying to secure the release of those intelligence officials that the president had arrested in season 6.
Well, and Homeland has the same problem that House of Cards and even Scandal has had with the ninny in the White House now and the lunacy mm-hmm. with Congress with a 10% approval rating and both parties being useless. I mean, it's hard for these shows. I'm not even being flippant here. It's hard for these shows to come up with a plot line that's even remotely believable because they have to go so far over the edge to make it more outlandish and worth watching than the stuff that's going on in the news.
Yep.
It's true. The Good Fight experienced that. It's coming back for its second season in March.
Thank you, Kim.
yes, I'm sorry?
No, I said thank you, Kim. I was going to
ask you. Oh, you were going to answer
me? Yeah, yeah.
So that one's back in March. They had already filmed their season premiere for season two when Trump was elected, and they were so, as everybody was, so shocked by the on election night that they immediately rewrote it and kind of refocused the season, not to be all about Trump, but certainly to reflect the things that are going on with his presidency.
Speaking of politics, with the language of the last week being so front and center, one of our texters wants to know about Schitt's Creek.
Oh, that show is so great. Coming back, yeah. Everybody loves that show.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Schitt's Creek.
The great Eugene Levy. You know, everyone who finds that show loves it. Definitely something I would recommend for a little binge watch for people who are looking for winter watching.
Mary Vandeville, do you have a TV question?
Speaking of binge watching, I've been watching these like 10-part series shows, like 10 Days in the Valley, and I watched The Sinner. I love those, and now we have the Versace thing is on tonight, isn't it, Kim, with the 10-parters?
The Assassination of Johnny Versace.
Yeah. Johnny.
Yes, that starts tomorrow night on FX. It's the season two of American Crime Story, the show that gave us the O.J. Story for season one. It's really good. It's very different. The title is just slightly misleading in that it definitely does cover the murder of Versace, but it's really more about Andrew Cannonan, the serial killer who killed him. We start off in the season premiere. They show you the Versace murder, a bit about Cannonan, and then the whole thing kind of unfolds backwards. But it's really good, really intense, some amazing acting, definitely worth watching.
I saw a Netflix trailer just a few minutes ago called Seeing Allred. It's about Gloria Allred. Do you know about this show?
A little bit about it. I haven't seen any of it, but I mean, I certainly, that's an interesting topic, I think.
Yeah, well, she is infamous for attaching herself like a barnacle on a boat to whatever the news topic of the day is, if it involves the potential exploitation of the women. The problem is she drops all of these women like a bad habit the moment they no longer are providing publicity for her. So even though the cases are worthy of more than mention, they're very worthy things to follow. We've spoken to many of her former clients who can't get her on the phone, you know, for any reason. So that's I hope they cover that in the documentary. All right. I'm going to get John and Joe in here and then a bunch of texters at 312-981-7200. When we come back, we're talking to Kim Potts about TV. And Kim, where do you write TV? Yahoo what?
Yahoo.com, YahooTV.com, and also at Vulture.com.
All right, hold on, you little vulture.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
She don't want nobody near. She can't get away from that.
723. We continue here on show number 1068. Couple of things. Todd Manley, fearless leader of the joint, came up with the name of the kid that thought I was 75 years old. It's Oakdale Christian Academy.
Oh, right.
And the young man's name was Savon Benjamin.
Cool. Love that kid. He's we should great. Have him back in.
Oh, happy day.
The whole choir and Savon. So we tremendous. Can tell Just us if he, we can find out if he thinks you've aged.
I don't think I've aged a minute. Other than a minute ago that I was a minute younger. Kim Potts rejoins us from Yahoo TV. All right, Kim, we'll go to the lightning round of texters, but first a couple more from the staff here. John DeCoste, what's your question for Kim?
Yes, good morning, Kim. Grammy nominee for the Kim Potts theme, John DeCoste here.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that just came up.
Yeah,
so I want to do this in my best Thomas Shelby voice as a favor to my dear friend Christy Vicari and myself. We both love Peaky Blinders. And I was wondering if they're going to bring it back for another season.
What's the show called?
Peaky Blinders. Peaky?
No,
I think it's called Peaky Blinders, where they have chicken fingers.
I don't know what that is.
They have chicken fingers on the Peaky Blinders.
Kim,
you know what Peaky Blinders is, don't you?
I do know what Peaky Blinders is, and I think that they are not decided yet about another season of Peaky Blinders.
It's based on the accent, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, they've got to bring it back.
What is this air on?
Good accent, too.
Netflix.
I need to update on Timeless. Timeless was canceled by NBC, but they have decided to bring it back, so that will be back later this year.
Oh, well, there's a development for you Timeless fans. Yeah. All right, fine. Mary Vandeville.
I was wondering about Designated Survivor. I know it's coming back, but It took a turn for the worst at the end, and I won't say what happened. I'm sure you know, but I'm kind of mad. What do you think about that, Designated Survivor?
I think it is definitely coming back. I agree with that mid-season ending, but the big news there is that Michael J. Fox is going to be guest starring for an arc on the show. So,
Really? Then I'll watch it again.
Exactly. That makes everything right with the world.
Joe.
You know, I loved the People versus O.J. from a couple of years ago.
Right.
So I'm intrigued by this Biggie Smalls Tupac series that's coming out. Is that going to be any good?
I think it is. I'm pretty excited about that, too. That's another of those things where you sort of think, like the O.J. case, there's nothing more to know. You've heard everything you can possibly hear. But for what I understand, they definitely have some new things to let us in on. So I think it's going to be good.
Andrea always has one last question. She's already raising her hand. But before we get to that, let's go to the lightning round for the texters and see what they have. Westworld Season 2, Supernatural 14, Stranger Things Season 3, all good to go?
All good to go.
All right. Let's see. What about Major Crimes and the ending of that series? What happened, and what about Mary McDonnell?
There's a little controversy there because, I mean, she knew they were going to, spoiler alert, kill off her character before, I think there are four episodes left to go after her character dies. But apparently they took her name off of the, the credits, and she didn't even know they were going to do that. And people are very upset. They think it's very disrespectful.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I don't even know that it was anything intentional, but definitely it's something that people are talking about right now, and the fans are very upset, and it does seem unnecessary and a little disrespectful.
Yeah, and she's not known as being difficult, is she?
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
Not at all. Yeah, and she voiced her surprise about it, so it definitely is an issue.
The Ozarks on Netflix?
Ooh, definitely coming back for season two. That's a great one. Another good binge watch if you haven't seen that one yet.
We talked about Major Crimes. Travelers with Eric McCormick.
Not back. He's pretty busy.
Yeah, he's a little busy right
great.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Season four of Outlander.
Yes, definitely coming back. Not for a while, though. But they did, I think actually maybe today it's going online. They released a little teaser that has fans of that show very excited and worried and wishing that it was coming back sooner than it actually is.
The Americans?
Ooh, yes. The final season, unfortunately, starts on March 28th, and the season premiere is, I think, the best episode of the whole series so far.
And that'll be where they'll reveal that Trump knew the whole time? You know, about the whole Russia connection.
Even though it was in the 80s, yeah.
The Man in the High Castle?
Man in the High Castle is coming back on Amazon.
Okay, and let me see. We talked about, wow, you listeners, you've got a lot of common threads going here. But this one may be my favorite. Gilligan's Island and Petticoat Junction, any chance at all?
Why not? ER is unspooling on Hulu again, and people are so excited about it. Roseanne is back in March. Trading Spaces, that great home improvement show that we were all so hooked on a decade ago, is back in the spring. I think it's fair game for anything to be rebooted at this point.
Here's a couple of the handy notes that Kim sent me, and I'm actually going to check this out. LA to Vegas is a Fox comedy that stars two guys that are always confused for each other, Dylan McDermott, and who's the other one?
Dermot Mulroney. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney play competitive pilots, right?
Yes, Dylan McDermott is the star of the show. Without spoiling, I mean, it's not a major plot. It's just more the appearance of him. Dermot Mulroney guest stars tonight as a competing pilot, and so they finally come face to face. And just the picture of them on screen at the same time, looking at each other, is worth it. Yes.
Yeah. Blacklist continues, 100th episode guest star Nathan Lane. That sounds like it's pretty cool because Nathan Lane's not just funny, he can act. Grey's coming back for its 112th season. Scandal returning for its final season, April 19th. That will be over once and for all. Hazel and My Three Sons, as you listeners continue to The Flying Nun. Look at these ones that are coming in now. This Is Us, when do they reveal what killed Dad?
I think it's coming up soon. They're getting closer and closer to that. Tonight's episode doesn't reveal specifics, but it reveals a very big clue at the very, very end of the episode. So make sure that you're paying attention. Set the VCR to, or the VCR, the DVR, to record a little bit of extra time just so it doesn't get cut off, because there's a big clue at the end of the episode.
I can't believe they would kill this guy off. I don't know how the writers do this. He's the best character on the show.
Yeah, he is. Hands down. Mm-hmm.
The Punisher. That's another listener question.
Ooh, so good, that first season. That was my Christmas time binge watch, although it was very violent, and you have to watch a few scenes kind of peeking through your fingers.
Nothing says Christmas like The Punisher.
It's true. Merry Christmas, The Punisher. Yeah. But definitely coming back for a second season, so that's something to catch up on and be ready for season two.
All right, we've got winner on the horn here. We got a lot done, and we got a lot of the listeners' questions in. Andrea, last word.
All right, Kim, I know House of Cards is coming back without Kevin Spacey. Have they started shooting yet, and will it be centered around Robin Wright?
They, I think, are in pre-production. I think it has to be. They're, you know, playing, they're being pretty quiet about it, but I think it has to center on her, right?
I mean,
you still need that big central figure, and you know, I think she was always capable of being that, and now it's hers.
Yes.
And nobody's heard from Kevin Spacey. We don't know where he is. We don't know what he's doing. It'd be amazing if all of these creeps who committed these acts of violence against women and men and boys and girls, if they all were put on one island together and never heard or seen from again. Right? Just put them all away.
Yeah.
So, but boy, talk about people that's disappeared from the radar. And now Harvey Weinstein's claiming he can't afford to pay child support. About that story.
Yeah, it's been an interesting, and all of this has been like a few months that this has all happened. It seems like it's been going on for a lot longer just because of the amount and the frequency that we're getting these stories, but it really has just been a few months.
One last texter wants to know why Kim's holding out on the Gunsmoke return date.
I can't tell. I cannot talk about that.
It's Kim Potts. Where do we read you?
TV screener, Yahoo TV, and Vulture.com.
Thank you for doing all this.
Thank you, Steve.
See you soon, I hope. That's Kim Potts. We're back with Andrea doing the headlines next.
Woke up after midnight. Both my arms and legs were sore.
Oh, wait, that's the Dr. Most theme. Hold on, it's Tuesday.
On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
Ah, I know what he's doing. Dr. Most, a very special before-school special.
There was someone
it's Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, as always, who joins us now to talk measles, because there may have been an outbreak at O'Hare. Andre, give us a backstory before we say hi to Doug.
Backstory is that there was a passenger who flew into O'Hare in one terminal. This is on January 10th. Was at the airport for several hours during a layover. Flew out of O'Hare at a different terminal on a domestic flight.
So 5 to 3?
Yeah. So the worry... 5 to 1,
five
actually.
To one.
5 to 1. So two very big terminals. The worry is that... and then this person got the measles. Could it be contagious? You know, do we have to worry if you go to the airport? A lot of questions surfacing because of this person who had the measles.
So if you were at O'Hare in Terminal 5 or Terminal 1 between 6:30 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon...
On January 10th,
you may have been exposed.
Right, or even thereafter. What if this person touched something? So these are a lot of questions that we had for Doc today.
Dr. Kevin Most, again, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Doc.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Remind us. Now, here's what I remember the measles, Doc. I remember a long line in second grade to go up on stage in what was the combination auditorium gym to be shot in the arm with a pistol-looking device.
With a gun.
Yeah, with a little circle thing on my arm. The measles vaccination, right?
Yep. That's exactly it. So prior to that, prior to 1963, we didn't vaccinate for measles. And when we didn't vaccinate, we had millions, you know, 3 to 4 million cases every year, 500 deaths, 50,000 hospitalizations, 1,000 life-threatening brain infections, numerous people with long-term brain problems, and loss of hearing. So fortunately, we do have a great vaccine now, but The unfortunate part is it's not used around the world. We're very good at vaccinating here in our country. However, that's not the case in many countries across the world.
So start with the basics here with measles. Is it a problem in America anymore?
No. You know what? I say no, but I shouldn't say no. In the United States, do we have outbreaks every year? Yeah, sure. I mean, we had an outbreak, what, a year ago, 120 cases over five states. In Chicago alone, we really have seen very, very minimal, just a few cases over 10 years. So we still have outbreaks, and we're going to start to see that those outbreaks are unvaccinated individuals, parents who said, I'm not going to vaccinate my child, or travelers from another country coming in and having it. Fortunately, we still do a great job at vaccinating people. So we have what's called herd immunity. We're all protecting each other. So if there's one person that has it, the vast majority of us are going to be protected so it doesn't get spread from individual to individual, because this is a highly, highly contagious disease.
How contagious? Doc will tell you after.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Apparently the hold button on my phone isn't working. We return to 720 WGN and the Steve Cochran Show. Dr. Kev Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. All right, I had not recalled or really never knew, I guess, that measles were so contagious. Explain that.
Yeah, it is so highly contagious. So that's why we used to have so many cases before we had the vaccine. You couldn't just isolate some kids and keep the infection controlled. It is so contagious that you just being in a room with somebody with the symptoms, you would be considered exposed. So you consider all those people on both those airplanes, anybody really within 20, 30, 40 feet of the individual walking through the terminal. And the reason is because the symptoms are a cough, runny nose, and fever. Boy, there's a lot of people with that right now.
No kidding.
What happened is then you get this really high fever and you get this very, I don't want to say cool rash because we think it's dorky, but if you get this rash that starts on your face and your scalp and then slowly works down your entire body all the way to your feet. So this individual that was going through O'Hare didn't have the rash, only had these signs of the cold, got the rash, and then calls the CDC and says, oh, by the way, when I had these symptoms, I was in your airport. So that's why people are saying, well, why did we let this person walk around with measles? They didn't know this person was contagious and able to spread it at that time.
Doc, can you get it if you've been vaccinated as a child? Does that run out? And if you have had it, can you get it again?
Right. So two great questions. We always thought that pertussis, whooping cough, was a great vaccine. And yet we've had outbreaks of whooping cough. Measles, however, appears that after two doses of the vaccine, it really appears that you have really good protection, upwards of 97%. So only about 2-3% of people that got the vaccine would find out that it didn't work for them at all. That being said, we don't have enough exposures to those individuals that were vaccinated in 63 and now 50 years later are getting re-exposed with their immune system turned down a little bit. That's probably one of the bigger concerns right there.
And is it true that the contagion is such that you could I have the measles, I leave as much as a couple hours later?
Yep.
I could still linger?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about some viruses is they're so hardy. Kind of like the influenza virus. You cough on a table and you leave, it can still stay there for an hour or so. The measles is even stronger than that and can live in the air and can circulate still for a couple hours afterwards that is still an active. So you can imagine somebody walking through an airport airborne or even in the airplane itself where the air is circulated. Then they get off that plane. Well, you know how we turn around planes so quickly. Now the next group that's coming in is getting exposed as well.
All right. So again, if you had the measles vaccine, and most of us did as kids, you're fine. But these anti-vaxxers that maybe haven't vaccinated your kids, this is an old sermon, but the doctors went to medical school. The scientists that studied for years and years various reasons to have vaccinations, the anti-vaxxers, Doc, they just drive me crazy because they do so much damage.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, the anti-vaxxers, when you say, you know what, 500 kids died because of this. 1,000 kids have brain damage because they didn't get vaccinated, because they didn't have the ability to be vaccinated. You know, let's talk about the positives of vaccine instead of these crazy stories of autism and things like that, which have been proven 30 times over to be wrong.
Dexter,
the other cool thing about measles is, you know, you say, well, when do we get our first measles shot? We get it when we're 12 months old. And you say, well, wait a second, what about all the little kids that are traveling now with adults in the airport that are less than 12 months old? Are we concerned about them at all? And there is a little bit of concern, but the really cool thing about measles is the mother actually gives protection to the fetus. So when the child comes out and the child is born, it actually has some protection against measles. So we don't give it until 12 months because we want to use that mother's immunity to not slow down the impact of the vaccine. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's interesting. Do we know if breastfeeding can help that as well?
Breastfeeding absolutely does. Breastfeeding gives antibodies. Breastfeeding has been so shown to be so positive for the baby's immune system that it is, I can't say enough about that.
Different kinds of measles. Are we talking about all kinds here?
No, this is what we're talking about is measles. So when we talk about measles, mumps, rubella, rubeola, so we're talking about the measles, not rubella, not the, you know, the other ones. So this is the bad one. This is the one that we're obviously the most concerned
and
about.
224. I'm 65. I had measles as a kid. It's absolute misery. Please get vaccinated.
Yeah.
All right. So if there are people out there who want to reconsider the fact that they're not vaccinated based on the scare at O'Hare, what do they do?
You know, go to their doctor. You know, they might have some immunity, you know, depending on their age. It's a simple blood test to see. If not, I would say, hey, get it. Because with international travel and the way things are going and the world is getting smaller, we are going to be exposed to, unfortunately, some of these viruses that we feel we are protected on here in the United States because of our great vaccination program. So especially look out for your kids. You know, if you want to be stupid and do something that's going to harm you, okay, that's a decision you made. But at least protect your child from some of these that can really make an influence on their entire life.
One last thing here, speaking of vaccinations, shingles. We have people we know right now who are dealing with it, and a friend of the radio station who's been dealing with it. I think he's had it for almost a year in one of the worst cases that this particular doctor had ever seen. So the shingles vaccination is appropriate for who?
Yeah. So shingles vaccine is appropriate for anybody over the age of 50.
Oh, it is. So I thought it was 60.
Well, you know what? We're starting to move that down, and there's reasons for it. So some people say 55, some people say 60. I'll say 50.
Okay.
Reason is because of what you're just seeing here. Those individuals probably had chickenpox because we didn't have the chickenpox vaccine during that time. So we know that the virus is live in their body. We're starting to put more stress on our body and starting to do more things that allow this to happen. Anybody who's had shingles would say, I wish I would have gotten the vaccine.
Dave, you've had it, right?
I have, and I have not had the vaccine, and my wife keeps telling me I need to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because even if you've had it, there's still a reason to go get the vaccination, right?
Correct. I mean, the virus is still there, so you still have some immunity, as you did through your entire life once you had chickenpox. But if your immune system, if you get worn down, and Dave, you're a perfect example, although you eat well, look at your travel schedule. Look at what time you get up. Look at your sleep disorders. All of that puts stresses on your body and allows the ability for this virus to come out and cause the irritation on those nerve roots, which is so painful. And there's going to be a new vaccine coming out very shortly here in the spring, which is going to be a superior shingles vaccine. So anybody who's on the fence, okay, stay on the fence for a month or two, but talk to your doctor next time you're in there because it's a great vaccine. And anybody who's had shingles will tell you, get it, because it's not fun to have.
I don't understand this one. I'm 62. I just got I've just had a new grandson. My doctor told me not to get the shingles shot until the baby gets older. Why would the baby's age have anything to do with it?
No, that's an interesting comment. I'm not even sure why they would have said that. I hope that individual got the pertussis vaccine because of whooping cough, but I don't know why they would have said not to get the shingles vaccine. I'll have to look into that one because I have no clue out there.
It doesn't seem to add up, but the pertussis thing is really important. You told me that when Abigail was born.
Yeah, and we do it at the hospital now. So, you know, we're giving dads and grandparents who are here to visit their child, we're making sure that they're immunized against whooping cough.
Any problems with medications you might be on? In the shingles vaccine?
No.
So no crosses there. And the best place to get it is where?
Well, you can get it from your doctor's office. You can get it, you know, even the pharmacies are starting to carry it now even more and more as they're getting more into that delivery of healthcare business. But usually your doctor is going to have it. And if he doesn't, you know, you can always check with them. But if he doesn't, you can always check with the pharmacy.
Insurance cover?
Yeah, insurance covers it, and rightly so.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was an insurance company, I'd rather pay for that vaccine than pay for long-term pain relief medications, loss of work, you know, time injured, and the possibility of ending up in the hospital.
This guy we know who's had it for like a year, I feel so bad for him because it's just brutal. And I've told this story before, but my World War II tough guy dad spoke very few words, but I remember when he had shingles when I was probably 12 or 13, he just looked at me, and he had tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
And toughest guy I ever knew. And he just looks at me, and he goes, you don't want this. It was like Clint Eastwood telling you, get away from me, kid.
Yeah. And the pain is terrible, and people say, well, you know, then the rash goes away. Well, the rash goes away, but the pain can stay because those nerves continue to fire or inflame. That's what's happening with your friend.
It's in weird places, too. Like my aunt had it in her eyes.
Yeah. So if you have if you have shingles, it's always good to see your doctor because there's a couple areas where we are very concerned. So if you have it on your face at all, definitely make sure you get into the doctor because of the concern that it can get in your eye and cause major problems. If you say, well, it's not even near my eye, it's more my face, but if it gets to your nose, it's in the same nerve as that serves your eye, and very important to get in to see an eye doctor.
Wow. And some insurance companies, we're told, do not want to pay. But then if that's the case, get a different insurance company. If you can. 224, last question. Why can't I get it at age 32? I got a 31-year-old friend that got it, and I'm afraid I'll get it.
Yeah, there's no one that's going to say you can't get it. Now, your insurance company might say, hey, you know, you can't. You're not up to the age that we recommend it. And people at that age either got varicella vaccine, or at 32, he probably got vaccinated. It might have been pretty close. Or he had chickenpox. So he still probably has some much better immunity than someone that does that's two decades older than him. Still young, healthy. Now, if he's immunocompromised at all, if there's any other conditions, then certainly you can make the case for getting the vaccine.
Need a booster for that, or once you get it, you're done?
We don't know that. That's a great question. It's almost like the whooping cough now. How long is the booster going to last since we've already gotten it? So the people who got varicella, got the chickenpox vaccine, will we need a booster? We're not sure yet.
And we've had a few people saying, my family got the flu from the vaccine. My family got the shingles from the vaccine. I understand it. It's not the way it works.
No, it's not the way it works. The influenza that's going around right now, the vaccine is not 100% match. You heard it touted, it's only a 10% match. No, in fact, it's closer to a 30 to 40% match. And as I tell people, if you were in Las Vegas and you were going to go gamble and you played a game that you had zero chance of winning by not getting a shot, and you had a chance of 40% of winning because you got a shot, which game are you going to play?
Yeah, exactly.
So certainly take the advantage that you can and at least get some protection, because this is a nasty flu season, as you've been seeing on national news and your news. I mean, it is a bad one this year.
And check with your insurance company as well if you have insurance concerns. Doc, thank you.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon.
Northwestern Medicine sponsoring Dr. Kevin Most.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should.
Yeah, very busy morning here at the plant. Lots going on.
You're almost breaking into a sweat.
Oh, it's incredible. I don't know how I do it day after day.
We got into this job so we would not have to work hard.
I've gotten out of my chair in the studio here three times this morning since 6 a.m.
How are you even still conscious?
I'm thinking about getting a stuntman to handle some of the harder work between 6 and 10.
I don't blame you.
Our old friend Richard Lewis will be live in studio tomorrow. I know he's on your set, I think, right now,
now with sunglasses on, which always bothers me. I know he's got an eye condition.
Sensitivity to light.
I don't like talking to people who have sunglasses on.
Because you think they're judging you?
There's something. Take your sunglasses off.
Were you possibly involved in a traumatic situation on a beach somewhere? Is that what's causing this?
There was a Coppertone incident back in 1983.
I was in a band called Coppertone Incident.
See? It all comes around.
It really does. The NAACP Image Awards, the singer from the Cranberries, Edwin Hawkins, Leah Remini, Bruce Willis, a Woody Allen story. Those are all
funny. All those
up.
Things that you're saying are all the stories that I have coming up.
That's
a coincidence.
What a coincidence that
you
is.
You would rattle off that list, and it happens to be exactly the same things that I have new stories on today.
It's crazy. So would you say we're plugging that right now?
I would say we're teasing it.
We're teasing it. It's like a plug. Speaking of plugging, John, when are we at Darlington Heights at the Metropolis?
We will be there this Saturday at 7:30 at the Metropolis in downtown Arlington Heights, metropolisarts.com.
And is it too early to announce a New Year's Eve guest?
Oh, man. I would love to do this.
It might be a little too early to announce, but we have a confirmation that New Year's Eve 2018-2019, Dean Richard will be appearing with us on stage.
Really? Yes.
What?
Wow. Oh, that... I was, yeah. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm definitely not going.
You wanted to keep it secret because of the paparazzi?
I hate him.
Talk about an A-lister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
similar to what Mel Gibson used to say.
No. Yeah.
Different kind of A-word that he used for me.
We actually have a plan, and we have not confirmed this yet, but we have a plan that at some point, picture the stage, and at some point there'd be a pin light of sorts, backlighting maybe, where you'd see the shadow of Dean judging us while the show's going on stage.
It would be
Can
so
he be
good
in a live review.
From like
it would
a
be
hoop,
so
like
good.
Pink, you know, just kind of coming down from that.
He said he wants his own set. He wants like a he wants a tablet in the back and a pen, you know, just behind him.
I want to look very
reviewy.
Yeah. But I do like the pink idea.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You'd look good.
You just hang me from a trapeze.
Yeah, where you're yelling all the way down, help!
No.
We try to fly Dean over the crowd.
That's not what I agreed to.
We fly Dean over the crowd, and instead of being cool about it, he's yelling help.
Son of a...
all right, stand by. 8:22, we come back with all that information from Dean.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9720.
Back to Dean at Channel 9. Well, you know, we continue to get almost daily sexual harassment, Hollywood news or links to news stories. And one of the stories involved Paul Haggis, pretty famous director. And he came out immediately and said, not true, not true. What's the new fold on that story?
Oscar winner, director and writer for some amazing films. But he was accused of sexual abuse, as so many have been recently. But now somebody is stepping up to his defense, Leah Remini. Both Leah Remini and Paul Haggis are former Church of Scientology members. Both have been critical of the Church of Scientology, both publicly on Leah Remini's series that she's doing on A&E. So Leah Remini is now saying that the Church of Scientology is behind these sexual misconduct allegations against Paul Haggis. He has denied all the claims. One of the women who accused him, there have been four, allegedly demanded $9 million from him to stay silent. So there is some question about at least one of these allegations. Anyway, the Church of Scientology is saying that that these allegations by Leah Remini are reprehensible smokescreens, and they deny any involvement in any of this.
Well, if you watched any of her Scientology work against the church, and I struggle calling it a church, she's well documented and she's well sourced in her claims that people have been threatened, abused, blackmailed, and worse. And there's documentary footage of the Scientology members hassling her, coming to her home, chasing her in traffic, doing all sorts of things to her after she left the church. So, you know, look, it's all allegations, but it wouldn't be that big a stretch based on what I've seen.
Yeah, it's been very, very, they've been very, very, very aggressive against people who are critical of the Church of Scientology. Leah Remini has been relentless, you know, courageous in speaking her truth. A lot of people have spoke about very direct consequences of all of that. So,
you know, the weirdest thing about that whole story, David Miscavige is the guy that is the king of the church, or whatever his title is, Grand Poobah of Scientology. And his wife, the woman he was married to, apparently has not been seen for years. And unless I've missed the last chapter of this story, nobody talks about it. Nobody's seen her. And Leah Remini keeps bringing up, where's the wife, where's the wife? And we don't know. Nobody in the family is saying she's met. But wouldn't you think with all of the stuff that's been talked about with her, there'd at least be a picture or something, right, or some proof of life?
Something going on. But
it's weird.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. There's another one of these, and that's a Woody Allen link.
Yes. Well, this is the star of this movie, Call Me By Your Name, which is getting all kinds of awards. Some people are calling it the best movie of the year. I disagree with that. I think it's a very interesting, albeit uncomfortable film. But the young star of that movie's name is Timothy Chalamet. And he also starred in a Woody Allen movie that was filmed last year. That's called A Rainy Day in New York City. And yesterday, Timothy Chalamet decided to donate all of the money that he made from that movie, his entire salary, to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, to the LGBT Center in New York, and the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Says that he doesn't want to profit from working with Woody Allen. He was not completely aware of the shroud of controversy that surrounds Woody Allen. He has been made aware of all of this, and he now, this Timothy Chalamet joins a growing list of actors who are either giving their money back or at least publicly saying that they regret working with Woody Allen. One of them is the co-star of this movie, Rebecca Hall. Mira Sorvino is on the list. Greta Gerwig is on the list. David Krumholtz is on the list. All of them expressing regret. Rebecca Hall also gave away her entire salary, said she doesn't want to profit from any of this.
I guess, look, good for them. But we knew about Woody Allen for a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why he's a part of this now. Am I missing something there?
You know, certainly the adult actors, you know, you can say that how did they not know the history of Woody Allen's controversy. You might want to cut Timothy Chalamet a break.
Yeah, I suppose
he's
that's
a teenager.
He's a yep.
You know, maybe he didn't know. I'm sure that there's something very intoxicating if you're an actor, especially a young actor, and you're invited to be part of a Woody Allen movie. You know, those are those are credentials. He's an Oscar-winning director. Honestly, you really have to have your head in the sand to to not know about all this. Dylan Farrow, his, I guess you would call, former daughter, the daughter that was adopted when Woody Allen was married to Mia Farrow, has been openly critical of actors who have been participating in Woody Allen films. Scarlett Johansson, there's a long list that Dylan Farrow is calling out publicly. Saying how could you have participated in all of this? And, you know, there's a whole new interest. There's a whole new light on all of this. That story, that allegation's been around forever, but certainly takes on a whole new meaning with the sexual allegation and abuse stories that are dominating the news right now every day.
We have an Edwin Hawkins piece coming up. Dean's covering it as well. Also, the NAACP Image Awards and a sweet story about Bruce Willis that has nothing to do with Die Hard. But let's close with this.
Dean, Cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan dies 46 years old. Any reason why? Any word into how she died?
No word whatsoever.
So sad.
Her publicist yesterday said that she died suddenly in London yesterday where she was recording. Did not give a cause of death. People, friends, et cetera, said that they emailed her earlier in the day, emailed her, you know, had talked to her days before. Nothing seemed wrong. Nothing seemed unusual. But, you know, I, I, I don't know if we're going to find out. I guess in London they do autopsies, whether or not. I mean, I know they do autopsies. I don't know if they release them publicly there or not, but I imagine we'll be finding out. She was only 46 years old.
Amazing. God. Sad.
Amazing body of work. The Cranberries, so popular in the mid-90s.
Great voice.
Yeah, and Edward Hawkins, I know you're going to do more on it later, 74 years old, brought the song Oh Happy Day. Was the first gospel song ever to break into the top 40, and he passed away of prostate cancer.
Oakdale Christian Academy sang it live in studio 3 years ago now, 4 years ago almost, and 3 years ago, and we're going to play that back too, their version of it.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
That's Dean, and quick break, and then headlines.
Ashley, when you say they're older, what age group are we talking?
They're 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
60s. They're dead.
Oh, yeah. No way.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
They're older. I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, yeah. They're not old, but they're older.
No, older.
This old guy?
He's already achieved so much. He has a 5-year plan.
What is it? Don't die?
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Perfect segue into remembering Oakdale Christian Academy, which we'll do in just a second. Before I get to it, and remind me because I'm old.
We'll nudge you.
I got to tell you this story. Kevin McCarthy is second in command in the House. The House Majority Leader is Kevin McCarthy. Speaker of the House is Paul Ryan. If Paul Ryan can't complete his sash-wearing session as Speaker, he doesn't automatically become Speaker. But it's like that. Kevin McCarthy second, Paul Ryan first. So Kevin McCarthy is famous in Washington for networking. For being able to, you know, make sure that he has a relationship with you or Dave or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And he notices the little things.
Yes.
So he's meeting with President Trump, and he sees Trump pawing through some Starbursts with his tiny hands and only picking out the red and the pink ones.
Right, the cherry and the strawberry.
Right. Well, close enough for the Starburst world. So McCarthy has one of his staff. He goes to Costco. He buys a ton of Starburst, and he has one of his staff dump them all out on a desk and pick out the red and pink ones, and he puts them in a jar with his name on the side of it and has it hand-delivered to the White House.
Oh, my God.
Now, days later, after the president's, and it's the president was appreciative of the gift, but how easy is the president to play?
Oh, my God.
Because days later, as in yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, there he is, Kevin McCarthy at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Did Starburst pay for the trip?
How about that?
He cannot be that easy a mark.
Really?
Yeah, you're right. You probably can.
Come on.
So, again, if you want to send if you're a President Trump fan and you want to send him something he really likes, pink and red Starburst.
Only, don't do the lemon one.
I literally just ate a red Starburst, and I have a bunch in my purse.
Well,
like
look
send him to him.
Send him to the White House.
Look at you, future Mrs. Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Well, it'd be a nice switch if he had an American wife. Future Mrs. Trump.
I like the red ones.
By the way, the president is scheduled to call us tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Well,
are you going to ask him about this?
Good's one word for it.
But I like when he calls you. You have a good rapport, if you can call it that.
You heard the old comment, the old bump we just played. Oakdale Christian Academy came into the show in 2014.
Oh, it was 3 years ago then. Four years ago.
And 3 years ago they came in and they were doing their thing. And it was part of the Christmas thing. I thought it was earlier in the year. But it turns out that it was right around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we love those kids. And in particular, I got a kick out of Savon Benjamin. Because Savon, I'm pretty sure was 10, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Savon, dressed to the nines, stands up and we're laughing back and forth. And I said, Savon, how old do you think I am? And he goes, 75.
And he was dead serious.
And then he sang his lungs out, as they all did, rocking back and forth. The reason we're going to play this and why we're talking about this is the death of Edwin Hawkins, the gospel superstar who wrote Oh Happy Day, first ever gospel crossover hit. Edwin Hawkins died yesterday at 74. Here's the Oakdale Christian Academy with a little bit of the Edwin Hawkins classic live in studio.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Let's go. Happy day.
We got to get these guys back in. Don't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
Come on. How good is that?
Oh.
The Yokedale Christian Academy. And salute to Mr. Hawkins. He will be missed. Snow coming down in downtown Chicago and probably where you are as well. Are we supposed to accumulate? Steve, we got accumulation coming?
1 to 3 inches.
Oh, it's 1 to 3.
It's 1 to 3.
Okay.
I know, we feel like we're in a snow globe this morning.
It's really coming down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming down pretty cool.
Well, cool wouldn't be the word I'd necessarily
Well, cool because,
is.
Okay, wait, cool because we're sitting inside. When we have to drive in it, shovel it,
listen,
or snow blow it, it's not so good.
Mary Vandeveld, if you could put a word out to every driver in Illinois.
Go home.
This morning on the way in, the roads are fine. They're a little snow covered and stuff.
Well, it depends on where you are.
Right, but I'm talking about the Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah, the Eisenhower is fine.
And
yeah,
the Eisenhower.
Most of it's up north. That's where I'm seeing all the accidents. You know, northwest was Indiana.
Well, what do
north,
I always say? When you get into
Lake
a
County,
slippery spot or
Lake County, very slippery.
You get into a slippery spot or a snow blowing, blizzardy spot, floor it and get out of there as fast as you possibly can.
No. Don't do that. I saw a spin out today right by Ohio. Not the state, by the Ohio feeder ramp.
Mm.
Radar is showing right now a couple of areas of this moderate snow right around the city of Chicago, up north around Waukegan, down through Mount Prospect, and then over in northwest Indiana. So it looks like it's going to continue for a little bit longer.
Well, I'm
1 to 3.
Okay. You'll be fine. Plus, everybody returned back to work today. A lot of people didn't work yesterday. They were in school.
All right,
stop with your
common sense and logic.
A lot more cars out there.
It's 8:56. The coach is standing by. You know the coach. He calls in and he insults me.
No.
Hey, coach, how are you?
Good morning, Cochran.
Nice to hear from you.
Having a great day so far, huh?
What do you mean?
Everything's going pretty smooth. I've been listening. You've been blowing it, pal.
I think the shows have been pretty good.
You know, I've been smoking for 91 years. My teeth are brighter than your future.
That is rough.
Wow, that is rough. That's really rough. Hey, I thought you might have been listening yesterday. I was talking to Hamp and Coach Ditka about football, and they both thought I had nailed it.
Yeah, what? Nailed what? You didn't even have a hammer.
I was talking about the Vikings and the Saints game and how nobody tackles anymore. And if the kid from the Saints tackles the Vikings wideout, then the Vikings don't score and the Saints win.
You're darn right it is. We used to teach them back in the day, here's what you did. Here's how you tackle. You grab a burlap bag, you throw it over their heads, and then you toss them in a river.
Well, that's
tackling, Cochran.
That's how they learn. Hey, you know what I was thinking about, Coach?
What, Cochran?
I was thinking about your politics. Who did you vote for president in 2016?
Oh, I bet you think I voted for the Trumps.
Yeah. Did you vote for Trump?
Oh, I don't vote for nobody whose head looks like insulation.
Well, that surprises me. Well, did you vote for Hillary?
No, you don't vote for Hillary. Everybody knows skirts and tomatoes ain't got no say-sos.
Well, you know, he's old school.
That's just crazy.
Well, wait a minute, then. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Mr. Kentucky Fried Colonel Sanders.
Oh, you voted for Bernie Sanders.
No, Kentucky Fried Sanders.
I thought you voted for Bernie Sanders. Well, what was?
I voted a bucket.
What was your attraction to Sanders?
Well, he's young.
You like the
some new virility and stuff going on.
You like the young ideas, huh?
You got to get him going. This guy's got great ideas. Okay, he's right. Talking about bringing Social Security back.
Yes. Wasn't that a... Well, never mind. All right, Coach. Well, listen, we got to run.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you're pretty smart, Cochran. If people were spices, you'd be flour.
That's maybe the deepest one he's ever thrown at me. You got one more?
What are you talking about? Empty Petri dishes got more culture than you, Cochran.
Wow, he's really young, dude.
You're like a slice of bread. Everybody touches you, but nobody wants you.
Like the end piece.
Really? How about one more?
You know, pray for dynamite. You can... You couldn't pop a pimple.
Seems especially you angry today, doesn't
you
he?
You think he had one more?
I'd quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
I kept asking him for one more, and I was afraid he might be running out, and it turns out he was.
Uh-oh. Don't tell him that.
He sneezed there at the end?
I think he may have, yeah. CLTV joins us. We come back on 720 WGN.
Leaving Chicago, gonna take my show, WGN to Nevada. The first time to visit in the city of sin since the day I became a granddaddy. There's a game between the Blackhawks and the New Golden Knights. I know we're going golfing when we land from our flights. The Cochran temp is hot and the sun will be bright. Steve, Las Vegas. Steve, Las Vegas. Steve, Steve, Las Vegas.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time, and you can be there with us. By the way, it's not just about Las Vegas, obviously. It's about the Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's about the Blackhawks.
It's about being the ultimate Blackhawks fan. And what you need to do to be the ultimate Blackhawks fan and the winner of a trip for two to Las Vegas is to send us a picture of your Vegas, well, not Vegas, your Blackhawk craziness.
Yeah. These pictures, by the way, are awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of entries.
We're sending in a couple of weddings.
A lot of entries. It's tough to choose.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If you think you're the ultimate Blackhawks fan, prove it. Send us a picture. People go, can I send you a video? Well, yeah, but you got to send a picture. The picture is the entry. Mm-hmm. The video sweetens it.
Yeah.
The video just is something we can look at and go, wow, they are nuts.
Right.
Okay. So upload a photo showing your Blackhawks fandom at WGNradio.com/contest, and eventually you will be judged. Yes, you will. You'll be judged, and someone will win, and that person will join Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Samber.
Yeah.
Management type, Stephanie Menendez.
Yeah.
And me in Las Vegas.
You can have a good time.
Here's the broadcast schedule. Okay, we go out on Monday the 13th.
Yes.
Okay.
No, the 12th.
We go out on Monday the 12th. That's my point. We go out on Monday the 12th. I don't know why people don't know that.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 5th. So we'll do the show Monday the 12th.
Uh-huh.
Then we leave. And we go out on Monday the 12th. And then on Tuesday, Pete will fill in. Pete McMurray.
He'll be here, yes.
Yeah. And then Tuesday night, you and I will be on the air with Justin Kaufman.
Right, just ahead of the Blackhawks game.
Yeah, like a 90-minute run-up to pregame.
That's going to be a blast.
And I believe that I am going to renew the vows of a couple of listeners who are going to be out there at the same time, at that time.
Renewing their vows, right?
I think that's when we're doing it.
Yeah, and it's perfect because Valentine's Day is the next day.
Yes. Now, it may be the following morning on the show. I've not done a morning wedding. So it may be the next morning on the show.
Now, don't forget, we're 2 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm. And there are no clocks in Vegas.
Yes.
Right, because what happens in Vegas is never timed.
Yes.
Correct.
So you'll have to get up really early.
That's one of their least known slogans.
The Golden Knights do have a clock, by the way.
They have a clock?
Yes, they play 20-minute periods.
Well, that's just a game clock, you know. We will be at the arena on Tuesday night for the game.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that arena.
And then we'll be heckling.
The Golden Knights.
Yes. And then on Wednesday, we'll do the show. I don't know where we're doing the show Wednesday from. I've been told we're going to do the show from my room.
You,
I don't want to do the show from my room.
You've been saying we're going to do the show from your room. I don't
think
that's
going to
happen.
From my room. We're in Vegas. We got to do it out somewhere.
Let's do it along the strip somewhere.
How about in the fountains by Caesars?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great. Or at the wedding chapel where you renew the couple's vows.
Yeah, we could probably get a deal with a wedding chapel, huh? That wouldn't be too hard to do. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun. And then you and Stephanie are going to be running around.
Yeah.
All day on the 12th, and I guess part of the day on the 13th.
Yeah, we're going to be hitting some of the sites. We're going to be doing a few news stories and
right.
Having a little fun, too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll be playing High Roller Baccarat.
What? Texas Hold'em.
Does anyone know how to play Baccarat?
No.
Do you guys play any table games? Because I like craps.
Nothing but blackjack. I don't know how to play
dominoes.
Craps.
You know, they have craps school.
Yeah, I'm not going to school.
It's a quick class.
Not doing it.
I took crap school with my mom the very first time I ever went to Vegas, and she got kicked out of crap school.
Your mother got kicked out of crap school?
Yeah, we were learning, and the, what do you call the guy, the stick man? He was standing there teaching us, and it was...
Stick man's good for me.
Crap there shooter? Were, no, he's, I think they call him the stick man. You know, the guy who teaches you how to play craps.
He's the guy that rakes the dice?
Yeah, he rakes the dice back to you. So we're learning how to play, and there was a lady next to us, and she reached over, and it's fake. They're fake chips. It's not real. The real money chips.
Because it's class.
Because it's class, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be school. So the woman leaned over and took my mom's fake money, and she said, hey, give me my money back. So I said, it's fake money. It doesn't matter. And she said, I know, but she took my money, and the stick man asked them both to leave. And I just pretended like I didn't know either.
Wow. So your mom got bounced.
Yeah.
So is she banned from that casino?
I think it was Bally's. I think she is banned from
She's
Bally's.
She's on all the videos.
She is.
I had a producer in Minneapolis who came here prior to when I got here in, what, 94 or whatever, and produced the B96 show for a while. But he was a math genius, and he was a card counter.
Oh.
He'd go to Vegas about once a month. And make a bunch of money and come back. And he was banned from 6 different casinos. And that was when I knew him in the early 90s.
Can you okay, how do they know that he's reading cards?
Cameras everywhere.
Winning?
Well, it's what they do, right? It's cameras everywhere and they're watching. And they have people who are schooled in the ability to tell if you're cheating.
Do you remember the movie 21 about the MIT kids?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I can't even figure out the tip sometimes. I'll have to use my fingers to count.
Well, I think that's why they eventually did the multi-deck shoes, right? The shoes are where the cards come out of, and they went to the 2- and 3-deck shoes or whatever because it's harder to count cards. It's more cards. So I was a shuffler in Vegas for a while.
Were you?
Yeah, before the machines. My specialty was shuffling. I just go table to table and shuffle, and then I hand them over. Here, Herb.
You get calluses, don't you?
That? Yeah, the old shuffle callus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a cigarette girl for a month.
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
I got to be honest with you. I'm not surprised it didn't work out long term for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I wore the nylons.
So, but to answer your question, as far as gambling goes, I'm a video poker guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you at the bar then, playing some video poker.
Well, the bar? They're
don't
in the casinos.
They have them at the bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they're in the casinos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
free drinks. That's like your heaven right there.
Yeah, heavy drinker in a bar. That's where I live. Upload your photo showing your nuts for our Blackhawks to WGNradio.com/contest. Show us your man cave, your woman cave. Show us your tattoos, your wardrobe. Show us why you're nuts for the Hawks.
I love the wedding pictures that people have been sending in, too.
A bunch of Blackhawk weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave, next Hawks game is when?
Next Hawks game is Saturday, the New York Islanders at the United Center.
What's the deal with the week off this week?
Well, they get a break in the
every
schedule.
Every team gets a 5-day?
Every team gets a 5-day break.
Yeah.
Started last year.
Yeah.
But then they're going to turn right around. They'll play a bunch of games in a short span, and then they've got the All-Star break the following weekend. So...
And the All-Star game is played where this year? Do you know?
Tampa.
In Tampa. Well, of course, hockey hotbed.
It's an outdoor game, too.
They're trying to keep the ice warm?
Yeah.
919, fitness. Fitness. How long have you stayed on your resolution? Are you ready to learn some more about fitness?
I'm ready.
All right, we've got a specialist coming in here in just a second.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
If your resolution was to eat more pizza and sit around more, I assume you've had no trouble keeping it. But if it's to get fit... And to try to be a new you for 2018, the health clubs, generally speaking, they love January because folks sign up and then they don't show up for very long. We want this year to be an exception for you. And Candy Morales, is that the right pronunciation?
Yes, it is.
Candy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Candy's here from the Spa Trump International. You are a personal trainer. How long have you been doing that?
For about 23 years now.
What got you into the business?
What got me into the business is that I lost about 80, 85 pounds.
Wow,
so I had to teach people what I knew.
And was there something about that weight loss that was significant back then? Because, you know, you're talking about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, John DeCoster, John, I don't know if you know this. 20 years ago, we barely had Thighmasters in America.
Yeah, none of those.
Yeah, nothing like that existed.
Well, 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago. Step aerobics?
Step aerobics was back then in 20 years. And it's still hot today, actually.
So this is pre-planking and all of those things.
Right, right.
What do we know about resolutions? Do people keep them better than they used to?
I don't think so.
Okay.
From my experience, they do not. That's why I'm here today to help them stay on track.
Yeah, and there's a number of things we can hit you with, but you know, there's some easy lifestyle changes that don't seem easy, but I'll give you a perfect example. Chocolate is crack to me.
It is.
If I go anywhere near chocolate, you know, I have to, and I'll do this. I'll eat chocolate and then I'll go, why did I eat chocolate? Like on a day, I'll go, I'm not going to eat chocolate, and I'll eat chocolate. Like, you know, just stupid eating.
Well, everybody does that. We're all human. So, I mean, I can't fault you for that. But you can eat dark chocolate.
I do like dark chocolate.
Yeah. There you go.
But it's in moderation.
Absolutely. Everything is in moderation.
Like, a square, I don't know, like, a candy bar square thing of dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's
right. And that's got to be enough.
That has to be. Just the taste. Just think about the taste.
But it can be a 12 by 12 inch square.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes, a four square feet of chocolate is a bit.
As long as we're on the same page.
I remember last time you were in here, Candy, you said that. You said start with one thing and try and either give it up, like either sugar, sweets, drinking, just cut back a little bit. Or
exactly.
Diet soda, I think we talked about diet soda a little bit,
too. Because most Americans cannot go cold turkey.
Right.
So I prefer people to just wean themselves off a little bit at a time, so you don't feel like you're depriving yourself of what you love.
Now, Dave, you're in really good shape like Andre is, but if I told you had to cut back on your hooch, maybe one less drink
a day?
Let's say this. If we cut you down to one less bottle a day, that would probably be healthier.
Well, I'm sure it would be healthier if I were consuming that, but I think that what Candy's saying, I mean, I totally agree with. I mean, everything in moderation, right? Except exercise.
First step to a cure, Dave, is admitting you have a problem. All right. Is there one move you love more than any others?
As far as
physical movement, physical fitness. Is there something you go, everybody ought to do this?
Indoor cycling.
Indoor cycling?
Indoor cycling.
Absolutely.
Because it's not as much strain for newbies?
It's no impact. Newbies can do it. If you're over like 50, 60, 70, it doesn't matter what age. Anybody can do it.
Indoor cycling.
Indoor cycling.
You get the cardio benefit?
Absolutely. And you get the strength benefit as well.
Well, it's great for your thighs, but it's not doing much for your upper, is it?
Well, where I teach, which is at Flywheel Sports, we do use weights as part of the program.
So what do you cycle and curl?
Absolutely. We cycle, curl. We cycle while we're doing shoulder presses, chest presses, tricep extensions.
You know, it's funny. As Candy's looking at me going, you know, you don't look like you work out that much. You seem to know your stuff.
There's no excuses.
Candy's going, well, you know your stuff. I don't know.
Candy, what's something we could do at work? All right, we're all working here, obviously. We're sitting for 4 to 5 hours. And I know you said last time as well, sitting is
it's
not
terrible
a good
for
thing.
You.
What can you do if you have to sit at your job for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours and you really can only move every couple hours?
Well, you can sit and stand. That's a workout.
If you
sit and stand, try that like 100, 200 times a day.
Yeah.
Sit, stand. And like take a complete seat and then stand up and keep doing that.
Yeah, go 90 degrees on your knees and stand back up again? Yeah.
No, just sit all the way down.
All the way down.
And then stand all the way up.
Is planking still hot?
Planking is still hot. Yes. And the hot thing about it is you try to get a higher time than you did previously. So if you do 1 minute, do 105, 107, 110, things like that.
How do you feel about body weight resistance exercises?
Oh, I love it because you don't need any equipment and you don't need to go anywhere. You could do that in the privacy of your own home and get a great workout.
If it's not planking or push-ups or the stuff we think of, what's a good body resistance exercise that you like?
You could do wall squats so you can sit on the wall, squat down, hold it for as long as you can, a minute or more. Mm-hmm. You could do that for the legs. You could do standard lunges, just static, straight down and up lunges. Mm-hmm. You could do squats, just standing, down and up. You could do that for the lower body. You can do, besides the push-ups, you could do tricep dips in your chair to work the back of your arms. Yep. And then there's a movement like you can lie down on your stomach and do something called a Superman to work your lower back and your upper back. And you can still work your mid-back.
Superman is where you're balanced on your belly and you fly.
Exactly. And you lift and lower the legs just a couple of inches off the floor, so nothing too hyperextended, nothing like that to cause you any injuries.
What's an exercise you don't advise for people just starting, no matter how much of an athlete they used to be?
If they were an athlete, then they can continue doing things that they're, because it's called muscle memory. Okay. So if they were an athlete, no matter how long ago, the muscle remembers.
Okay.
So they can always do something. So I wouldn't advise sedentary people to go run.
Okay.
That's a lot of stress on the joints, things like that.
What about walking in the cold? Is
absolutely.
It true? Is it true that cold temperatures, you bundle up, obviously.
You do.
But cold temperatures, your body burns more calories
it
to
does.
Keep it warm?
Absolutely, because it's working over time to keep the body warm,
you know, John,
and it's burning calories.
John, that's why your idea for health clubs with no roof is a really good idea.
I've said that for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Retractable
roof.
That's a great idea.
No roof and squares of chocolate.
Oh, yeah, right?
Right?
I've said
right.
that for
and
years.
Then when you do... That's so funny.
That's what I'm
you could do a plank.
About.
You could do push-ups, and every time you go down to the ground, take a bite of chocolate. Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a great idea.
You
dark
could
chocolate.
Put a big dark chocolate square on a plank.
Look at you.
On a plank.
Look at
and
you.
Just eat that as
right,
is.
Right there, you go. That'll get you to work out.
Dave,
what do you think of stair climbing? Because we have a lot of stair climbers here.
Oh, yes. I love stair climbing. Let me tell you, I'm actually getting one delivered to my home today.
Oh, I mean actually climbing the stairwells like in this building.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Okay. Now, there's more pressure going down than going up.
No, so we take the elevator down. We climb up and take the elevator
down. That's good, yes. Because there's too much pressure in the joints on the way down.
Yeah, with my bad knees, going down is brutal.
No, you cannot do that.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Or you can slide down the banister. That's another way.
Or you
can
do that with no hands. Right. So that's
as long as you
got
wee.
And it to win it.
But there's something people can do that all day. They can walk upstairs. I mean, instead of sitting there or taking the elevator, just walk up the stairs all day.
Walk upstairs.
Right.
Yeah, walk upstairs. Take, you know, instead of going to the meeting that you have to go to.
There you go.
Walk upstairs, take the elevator down. Go, hey, I'm working out.
Right. And no one will find you in the stairwell either.
Yeah.
Question for you about muscles. I heard somewhere that every time you feel pain, a muscle has been torn. And
not true.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a difference between good pain and bad pain. And we have to know that for our own bodies. So you have to know your body. So if you know something does not feel right, it's not safety or effectiveness. There's no effectiveness behind it. So you know like a good muscle soreness.
Yeah, you wake up after a good workout.
Right. Absolutely.
You got a little soreness. That's the
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. That's the good stuff. Yeah. That's where the muscle fibers are actually. When we do work out, this is how muscles burn fat and calories, because when we do strength training or working out, we actually shred the muscle fibers. We shred them. So it's the repairing of the muscle tissue that makes it grow and become healthier. Mm-hmm. And that's the repairing process is what burns the calories and the fat. That repairing process.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got great information. Where do we find you?
You can find me at Trump International Hotel and Tower Spa Trump. You can find me there or at Flywheel Sports. Or if you have any questions for me, you can always look at my website at CandyMorales.com, Facebook at Candy Morales, Twitter, Instagram at Candy Morales.
And when do you work out? All day or mornings or at nights? Or when do you choose to work out?
I myself work out at home every morning at 2:30 in the morning so I can get it in myself at home.
I'm sorry.
And I also teach
I'm sorry. I thought
classes.
You said at 2:30 in the morning.
I do. Yeah.
What's your work day?
My work day, I usually start at 5 a.m. I have to be at work at 5, and I usually get off probably about 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all day, so there's no excuses.
Yes, Steve, you thought you got up early.
Hold on a second. 2:30 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because you love it. You must love
it. Oh, I love it. I love the way I look, and I love the way I feel. And to me, I mean, if you look good, you feel good.
Yeah. Wow, you look fabulous. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Candy Morales, and spelled unusually, just like it sounds. So you can actually go there and find her. On Facebook, it's MS Candy Morales, yes?
Yes.
As in Ms. Same for Twitter and Instagram as well. Nice to see you again.
Thank you so
and
much
again,
for having me.
Contact information through the Trump Spa. or what was the other place you mentioned? Flybo?
Flywheel Sports.
Flywheel, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Flywheel Sports.
That's
all right.
It.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
9:32. Can I quit planking now?
No.
Okay. 9:32. Back with the headlines next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yee-haw! It's the great Orion Samuelson standing by.
You did that very well.
Did you know, have we ever talked about this? Do you know that this is the seventh inning stretch song for the Baltimore Orioles?
I did not know that. And but I've never been to Baltimore for a baseball game, so.
And Dave, we don't know why, do we?
Not really, no.
But
they have used it for years.
Well, it's like the Boston Red Sox do Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rose. No.
No, they do Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, that's it.
They were the ones who kind of popularized it.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what to make sense of, how to make sense of that.
I don't either.
It's snowing, and this is the time of year where, you know, as a kid who grew up in dairy country in upstate New York, I think, well, the farmers have to have a certain amount of moisture in the ground before they plant this spring. Are they on track?
I think they're pretty much on track. The other concern we have in the wintertime in winter wheat country is we need a snow cover to serve as insulation for that wheat seed that was planted in the fall, is lying there dormant, ready to spring to life when we get warmer weather in the spring. And so we are concerned about having enough snow cover to provide insulation, because it does provide insulation for that seed. So,
And what is happening on the farm this week in the news?
On the farm this week, well, they're back from the Farm Bureau Convention. They're now getting ready to come to Phoenix the end of the month for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention. Or if they're in the sheep industry, they're heading for San Antonio, Texas for the American Sheep Industry Convention. It's the time when they refresh themselves on education with new technology. It's the time when they're in the machine shed making sure that the planter and everything else will be ready to go when the weather says go. So this is a time really for catching up with repair work, but also taking a look at varieties and how they performed last year in corn or soybean fields. It's kind of a reflection time. And maybe it's time to go to the coffee shop every other morning or so and then talk about favorite topics like weather, what's it going to do, or what about the price of farmland. A lot of topics of conversation, and Max and I will be there to cover most of them.
We're in the middle of this heated back and forth for an immigration bill. Obviously, the farms need immigrants to work the fields, and you have to have that for America Eats. What role does the Ag Secretary play in this? What role does the farming lobby play in this?
Ag Secretary and the farming lobby do a lot of work this time of the year talking to members of Congress who are dealing with the legislation, saying, hey, this is more than an immigration problem. This is a labor problem. And particularly right now, you know, just west of Phoenix on the California line is the Imperial Valley. And I've said this many times, during this time of the year, the Imperial Valley turns out 90% of the lettuce that's consumed in the United States. And for that, they need workers. And so every morning in Yuma, for example, I've heard various estimates of 20,000 to 30,000 workers that come across the border to work in the fields all day and do the harvest and then go back home across the border at the end of the workday. It's an unbelievable labor movement, but it's one that's hampered by rules and regulations that create a lot of problems. For example, if you have a nursery in Illinois, and I have several friends with nurseries and farm stands, and if you need 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 foreign workers to come in at planting time and at harvest time, I forget the exact rules, but you have to advertise in every newspaper within 20 or 30 miles of your business for help, because people have written into the rules we don't want those foreign people taking American jobs.
So it's like posting an employee opening at a corporation for a period of time, but in this case, we know what the outcome is going to be. Dave, I would equate it with the Rooney Rule in football. Mm-hmm. If you're going to hire a black coach because he's the most qualified coach, then go hire him. But the idea that you're going to do some fake phony baloney interview just because that person is African American is akin to me, or in what you're describing is, we know the outcome here. You're wasting our time and you're wasting our money.
And more valuable is you're wasting time because produce, whatever it is, doesn't wait for you. It's there when Mother Nature says it's there. And in, I think, about 10 years of posting newspaper ads, my friend has never hired one worker, because when they find out what the hours are, what kind of work it is, they'll say, I'll go to work at Burger King or McDonald's and don't have to get up quite as early in the morning and all that sort of thing.
Right, so the hardworking people who live south of the border, on the border, who are willing to make the commute to do this, we need to find a simple way, and it does not have to be hard, a simple way to allow them to work in this country and have some sort of temporary legal status to do it and figure out the rest.
And in the case of my friend, they probably have every worker on the farm has been there for several years. They become part of the family, and they have to provide transportation to and from the foreign country. I should say the nursery operator has to provide insurance, housing, and also transportation costs to get the workers to the farm in northern Illinois. And we currently do have legislation that would be very good for the agricultural community, because they have simplified somewhat the rules of bringing foreign workers in. We need a little more work, and so I think members of Congress who understand the situation are working on getting the compromise and pointing out that, they're not really taking American jobs.
Yeah, and if you'd like to continue to have dinner, I would recommend that you figure out a way in Washington to get this done. Last word, what do you got?
I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl, and I thought we had pretty good work up to the Super Bowl, so haven't picked my winner yet, but that's what I'm watching.
All right. Well, we'll get your pick from you coming soon, Commissioner. You're the Commissioner Emeritus. You know that.
Yes.
All right. Stand by. That's Orion Samuelson. New bed, new mattress. They've got you covered at Mattress Firm with the New Year's Sleep Sale, and it's on right now. A great night's sleep is great for the mind and the body, and Mattress Firm is making it easier for you to make 2018. The healthiest year yet. Did we decide, Dave, that these mattresses, like the ones you sleep on at your house and I sleep on at my house, you don't flip them, you spin them?
I believe that's what actually Mary Sandberg Boyle, NBC Sports Chicago, suggested that we do. Because,
right.
Yeah, I don't know how you would really.
Oh, time's up.
Them.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So you spin them. So where your feet become your head. Have you done it yet?
Yes. I have not.
I haven't either. No. All right, get on that.
All right, can I ask why you flip not spin, and why you spin that flip?
Well, because it's the pillow top situation, right? So you'd flip the pillow top to the bottom.
Oh, so right. The importance is on that same side of the bed on the other side as opposed to the other side of the mattress.
Yeah, what? Mary said that the technology is on the top of the mattress.
Right.
So flipping it would negate it.
Got it.
That's why you spin
that
and not flip.
It's more like a rotation.
And in the big picture, you just never disagree with what Sandberg says.
Just agree with the right.
Or you could just flip the way you sleep.
Oh, were you just...
That's an idea.
Right?
Or sleep the way you flip.
I hadn't thought about that, Dave. Good call.
Thank you.
You're not going to pay a dime for delivery when you get one of these box mattresses now from Mattress Firm. We're called Tulo, T-U-L-O. Ask about that. Ask about the great prices from the front of the store to the back. Queen mattresses start at just $3.99. Hampton and Rhodes Queen mattresses at $1.99. Start 2018 off by saving money with Mattress Firm. All right, John, tell them when the show's going to be for the next Cochran Comedy Tour stop.
This Saturday at the Metropolis Theater, downtown Arlington Heights, MetropolisArts.com. You can call the box office at 847-577-2121. It is just stand-up comedy. Me, Steve Cochran, Tim Banker, Larry Reeb.
And we hold a space open for the return of Bill Left because we know at some point he will come back to stand-up.
At some point. I've asked him many times over the years.
Yes, yes. He's the Greta Garbo of stand-up. He's gone into his quiet phase.
That's a good way to put it.
Back with those guys next. Wendy, Bill time. Hi, Wendy.
Good.
Oops, that's not on.
Good
Hi, Wendy.
Morning. Good morning.
There you go. Have you guys ever, Wendy, you run the control board here. I've gotten into a habit the last couple of days where I'm shutting everyone's microphone off and I don't remember doing it.
Even your own. I've heard it happen. I know.
I don't know
crazy.
What I'm doing. It's a very
it's a
weird,
new year.
It's a weird, rare medical ailment that the public can't identify with.
Are you in a power struggle with somebody?
With myself.
With yourself. That hardly ever happens.
I don't know who's in charge, me or me.
Or yourself. Oh, this is crazy.
It's very odd.
What can
it's
you fun. Do about that?
I've asked Andrea, since she's closest physically here to me, to slap me.
Yeah.
Just whenever
That hasn't worked. That had the opposite
effect. I'm shutting everything off and leaving the room.
Oh, no.
It'll get better.
Thank you for that. What are you guys doing today?
Go ahead. I'm so excited I can't contain myself.
I know he's on with you tomorrow. But
Richard's coming in?
Richard Lewis.
You can't get enough Richard Lewis.
No.
I didn't know.
It's
this
impossible.
Is a big surprise.
We
I would
didn't
have
want
dressed
Wendy
better.
To know.
I would have worn an evening gown.
No, Richard's the best. Mm-hmm. He'll be on with you now, and then he's coming in with us tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, which hour is he
And
on?
Then he'll be on with us in a matter of minutes.
So in the hour known as this hour?
This mm-hmm. hour.
Yeah, okay.
Very
okay.
soon.
Okay.
What hour is he on with you?
That'd be the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, he's good then, too.
Tomorrow?
He's also good in the 8 o'clock hour.
Love I think him. That's right. I think it's the 8 o'clock hour.
He has his own brand of comedy, Steve.
Yeah, personally labeled.
Yeah.
Yeah, which comes from the comedy vineyards of Northern California.
Right.
Joe Romano and Bennett, thank you for taking care of business today. And here's Wendy.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.